needs a war, and this war needs a revolutionary fight for your rights.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We got Laurie Anderson tonight, along with Gary and Chris. Chris, how are you tonight?
Well, I'm doing very well, and as everyone, I'm very, very embuoyed, enthused, and hopeful that this is just the first of many that will be released, as they should have been, since we have such egregious speedy trial violations, Brady Act violations, should be a mistrial. This should have been a mistrial a long time ago. In fact, in my estimation, Gloria Navarro should have recused herself a long time ago, sua sponte, on her own accord, because she has been acting as the co-prosecutor in this malicious, bad faith, with unclean hands, vindictive prosecution in the federal court system, where Lori noted that they had enjoyed a 98% conviction rate in their conflicted, radically biased federal courts with federal judges who are abjectly financial, fiduciary, and otherwise self-interested, and then for undeniably compromised, not neutral, not unbiased, and cannot be fair, impartial, nor just in reviewing people who are opposed to the criminal government of the de facto court system that has a chokehold on the justice system in America, run by the International and the American Bar Association and their so-called judicial discretion, prosecutorial discretion, and officer of the court discretion, which are demigod powers.
Well said. Very well said. So as you can see, everyone, it is heating up. And I wanted to let you hear what Larry Klayman had to say about this issue with the Bundys and with Cliven. And so I'm going to give you a little bit of a clip of what he had to say. Thankful to Larry Klayman for being in Las Vegas, Nevada, and taking an interest in this. I do really appreciate that. If you would, Mike, go ahead and play Larry Klayman's clip, please.
I am in Las Vegas, Nevada. Just got back for a day, but I'm going right back there early next week because the opening arguments in the Bundy case are about ready to begin. Of course, you know all about Cliven Bundy. You know that he's that brave Nevada rancher who stood up to government tyranny. There was a successful standoff. People came to his assistance. The government was trying to take his land away from him like Snidely Whiplash of my youth in cartoons. Mm-hmm. Harry Reid was behind it. They were trying to sell the land off to Chinese environmental interests. Dirty Harry, as we call him, obviously was going to get kickbacks on that deal with his son Rory. And they got the Obama administration to finally indict Bundy after that successful standoff. And, of course, I believe he was indicted because he used a politically incorrect word, Negro, which incidentally happens to be the same word that Martin Luther King used to refer to his people. He didn't mean any harm. He was actually trying to equate himself with the plight of the Negro in the Old South, that they were both being persecuted. So, anyway, we're in this trial. And what comes up right before trial, because we went through jury selection this week, but the fact that there was documents and evidence withheld by the prosecution, by the FBI, by the Bureau of Land Management, highly prejudicial to Cliven Bundy and the other defendants. In fact, we found out the documents were being shredded in a command center right before the successful standoff. And then we found there were video cameras surrounding the home of Cliven Bundy, which likely are recording or did record what was going on, which was just simply a peaceful protest. In fact, the only people that were harmed were the Bundy family themselves. Cliven's sister Margaret was thrown to the ground. His two sons were tased. His dog was nearly killed, violently kicked. And several cattle, tens of cattle, the bulls, the ones that procreate for the herd, were killed and buried in a mass grave. This is an example of what went on in the years leading up to the American Revolution. It's the reason why we fought the revolution. You cannot have a federal government or any despot do these things to the American people and get away with it. And that's why this case is so important. Now, yesterday, I brought a lawsuit on behalf of Cliven Bundy in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia. You can find that at www.larryclayman.com, www.larryclayman.com. We're also going to get it up on the clivenbundydefensefund.org, clivenbundydefensefund.org website. And please contribute to Cliven's cause. This is going to be a 3 to 4 month trial. But this lawsuit, it's a separate lawsuit, seeks to have the Justice Department and its Office of Professional Responsibility and its Inspector General investigate this prosecutorial misconduct. Because the prosecutors out there in Nevada who are Obama holdovers, I've asked Attorney General Sessions to review the case. He's got so many problems of his own with Special Counsel Mueller's investigation and charges that he lied to Congress under oath that he's taken an exit stage left. I had filed these complaints with OPR and IG, that's the abbreviation, to get an investigation as to the abuse, the fact that this prosecution is a political prosecution and the key evidence has been withheld from trial, exculpatory evidence which would show Cliven's and the other defendants' innocence. Now, Cliven's going to trial with two of his sons, Ammon and Ryan, and someone who also came to help them, Ryan Payne. The government claims he's a militia leader. Well, you know what? Militias are legal under our Second Amendment. That's the right to bear arms, and we have the right to form militias. They're not illegal as long as they're obeying the law. And Ryan Payne obeyed the law as well. And this is a very, very serious matter when the government destroys evidence. We know that they shredded evidence. They lied under oath about not having surveillance there. The federal prosecutor gets up, Steve Myrae, the acting U.S. attorney in Obama holdover, and lies to the judge and thinks he can get away with it. And this judge, of course, is very favorably disposed to the prosecution. She's a hand-picked appointee of President Obama, recommended by Harry Reid himself. So I felt that we had to bring an independent action in Washington, D.C. It's called a writ of mandamus to have the federal court order the Justice Department to investigate this matter with its internal investigatory agencies, the Office of Professional Responsibility and the Inspector General. Now, OPR is kind of like a bar association for Justice Department lawyers. They investigate ethical and legal violations. The Inspector General is the investigative arm of the Department of Justice. And we know, and we just found this out in an evidentiary hearing in the last few weeks, that the FBI was intimately involved in the illegal raid on the Bundy Ranch. The FBI was behind it. We even had the U.S. attorney at the time, Daniel Bogdan, and two assistants out at the Bundy Ranch before anything ever happened, because they were planning to indict Bundy before anything took place. This thing is a fix. It's a political persecution. It's typical Obama. It's typical Loretta Lynch. It's typical Eric Holder. It's typical all of these ultra-leftists who want to destroy anyone who won't roll over to government power. And when Cliven used the word Negro, that was it for Obama. You know, he took offense to that, and he called Obama a racist, and he threatened him at a White House correspondence dinner. And sure enough, Cliven and his sons were indicted a few years later. And this is a outrage. So we're hoping that in this lawsuit, which we brought, that we'll get a federal judge who will have the integrity to simply order that the Office of Professional Responsibility and the Inspector General conduct a thorough investigation. I've asked Sessions to do it. He took an exit stage left. He said, I'm not taking sides. He's frankly acted as a coward. He's protecting his own interests, but not the interests of the American people, much less Cliven Bundy and his family. It's an absolute disgrace. So we've had to ask the judge to step in. Now, I'm still hopeful that Attorney General Sessions, who's otherwise a nice man, of course, I don't know if you can be nice when you're not meeting out justice, but I hope that he will wake up. This complaint asks that the court, once an investigation is complete, order him to withdraw the charges against Cliven Bundy and to dismiss the case. So I want you all to go to clivenbundydefensefund.org. This is a 3 to 4 month trial. I'm playing a role. Right now I'm giving advice. I've resubmitted an application pro hac vice to come in as counsel of record, but it's very costly. So we need your strong financial support. Cliven Bundy Defense Fund. clivenin.org. And go to my private website, because I'm representing Cliven in my personal capacity, at www.larryclayment.com, and read about this complaint. You see, I just don't wait for things to happen. I make things happen. In this day and age, as I said during our last interview, our last radio show, there are really almost no lawyers in this country that will put the interests of their clients ahead of their own interests. And we see that time in and time out. I'm not a local counsel in Las Vegas. I can do things stronger than our local counsels can, because they have to practice there going forward before this judge and other judges. And we need someone that will stand up to not just these prosecutors who are totally dishonest. They've lost nearly every case so far with other defendants that are desperate to get a conviction. This judge is out there to help them get a conviction. She's the handpicked judge of Harry Reid, the most corrupt senator in modern history. And this has become literally a kangaroo court. And someone needs to take a stand. Someone needs to put his head on the chopping block. I've been the lawyer that does that. And frankly, I think I'm only the only lawyer in this country that will do that. And whatever happens, happens. And I'll take the consequence, because this country is going down the drain. And the Cliven Bundy trial is an example of that. Because if what happened to Cliven Bundy can not be meted out in terms of justice, the same thing can happen to you and your loved ones. We are all at risk. This government that we have today, by and large, acts in a way only to protect itself, and it metes out injustice to its citizens, because Washington, D.C. is more than a swamp. It has become a Sodom and Gomorrah of corruption and deceit. It is the temple in Jerusalem. It's the temple the money changers are in control, and that temple needs to be legally torn down. Legally torn down. Otherwise, we're going to have to resort to other means, and I don't want to see that happen. I'm not going to advocate violence, but I'll tell you something. This country is going to erupt in flames. And with the left out there trying to destroy everybody in its wake, trying to destroy President Trump, trying to conjure up false allegations of sexual abuse, and we're going to talk about that later, and I'm not talking about Harvey Weinstein. He deserves what's coming to him and the other degenerates in the Hollywood left. I'm talking about these days everybody is a sexual abuser. Everybody's a racist. Everybody is doing things which are contrary to what the left wants. And we have groups like Antifa out there, and George Soros, and Black Lives Matter, and others who are set to destroy this country. They're going to take it down to ground zero. They're going to build it back in their own socialist, communist, anarchistic, atheist way. That is what we are facing. And that's why each week I come to you to educate the American people that we need to rise up as we did in 1776. We cannot be afraid. We have to do what needs to be done. And right now we're doing it legally. But if it doesn't happen that way, I'm afraid that the masses are going to rise up and it's going to be done another way. And I don't want to see that happen. We'll be right back with more Special Prosecutor with Larry Klayman.
All righty. So, powerful message from Larry Klayman. And you can find that information.
I like him, and I fully support what he's trying to do, but I got some bad news for lovely Larry. Jeff Sessions has already stated his position on this case, and he fully supports the prosecution. So I hope Larry has plan B.
Yeah, Larry is aware. That's why he just went above Jeff Sessions' head. He's aware of what was stated when Jeff Sessions went over into Las Vegas, Nevada, and he made that comment about he was proud of how the prosecution was handling the case. Yeah, he's fully aware of that. He was actually in Las Vegas, Nevada at the time when Jeff Sessions made that statement. He came out on radio and blasted that. Yeah. In his
Jeff Sessions
radio.
Not going to be waking up. He's the enemy, and people have to just face that or live in their dream world.
Well, yeah, I understand, but, you know, he's being professional at the same time while he's calling them out, so I understand that. I want to open up the phone lines. I've got some more information. I've got some more information that I'm going to be talking about, but I do want to open up the phone lines for people who want to call in and give your opinion about the news that happened today. as we reported last week, Thomas Lacovere Stewart was also released on to a halfway house. He is in Oregon. He is safe. He did get there safely. We do not have any further information as of yet. We do not know phone numbers, rules, regulations, the exact location, or any of that information to be able to give out to you yet. I am looking forward to receiving that information sometime this week. I do know that he is supposed to have spoke with a counselor today. So Lori should be sometime later this week coming on and updating us about that. I do know also, as many of you know, Pete Santilli also as well, he was released as well and has begun back at reporting. So that's also good news, First Amendment victory as well on that. So I did want to open up the phone lines, 1-800-313-9443. Is that correct, Eric?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I wanted to make sure I wasn't giving out a wrong number. So if you want to call in, we would love to hear what you have to say about all this new information about the trial of the century that is going on. This is a spiritual battle. And, you know, we need to make sure that the prayer warriors are praying, as well as the individuals are showing up in the courtrooms for courtroom observation, because even though the Supreme Court of the United States has ruled many different times that you have a right to record the proceedings for it to be a public trial because it is of interest to everybody, they still, many of the judges still say you cannot record in the courtroom, and they have not allowed one bit of recording to go on in these courtrooms, which is, to me, it's a miscarriage of justice in and of itself. Now, if it was done in the same way that you have some court of appeals, that they have it where it is live feed, where you can watch live when they're doing it via the internet, then I would be fine with that because it is live feed and everybody could see what is actually going on and hear what is going on. But this is being trying to be snuffed out. The government does not want you to know the corruption and the depths that they went to against this family and against the patriots, because then that destroys that false narrative of the American people being the bad guy. And that would destroy a lot of things in those false narratives. And then the police departments that have received that cute little Department of Homeland Security warning, which of course was documents or the information that was in that document actually came out of the Southern Poverty Liar Center or Law Center, I'm sorry. The Southern SPLC painted them as domestic terrorists, basically. And therefore, a lot of police departments, sheriff's departments, and everything else would have to actually look at things and rethink not only about the Bundys and the people who were there at these protests, but they're going to have to rethink, can we trust the Department of Homeland Security to put out accurate information? Because they are not, or at least they were not, I don't know about right this second. I'm sure that they haven't changed that fact and put out any of the truth because they're hiding it in this trial. So I wanted to tell you something that I thought was pretty amusing. Well, I think you'll find it amusing, Eric and Gary and Chris. This was reported one day ago. Fox News reported this. Detroit police officers fight each other in an undercover operation gone wrong. Yes, you heard that right. So let me read this to you because this amused me so much. What I'll do is I'll report on that after a couple of words from our sponsors, well, everyone.
I hope nobody got hurt. Yeah, here come the Keystone Cops. I hope nobody got hurt, but we will find out after this break. Stay with us. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer with Lori, Gary, and Chris on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hang with us.
so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The lamp is burning low upon my tabletop. The snow is softly falling. The air is still in the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you.
Back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. It's Eric with Gary, Lori, and Chris. Back to you, Lori Anderson.
Well, thank you. So I was explaining to you, Fox News is reporting Detroit police officers fight each other in an undercover operation gone wrong. The case of the quote-unquote, this is the way Fox News reported it, so I'm going to quote what they wrote. A case of the good guys going after the good guys. There's now a Detroit police department internal investigation into two different precincts getting into their own turf war as they converge on an east side neighborhood. Neighborhoods who live on Andover on Detroit's east side will be the first to tell you this area is known for constant drug activity. Quote, it is definitely a drug problem for years. It's been a drug problem, said one resident. I don't think anyone can stop it. On Thursday, Detroit police certainly tried, but maybe a little bit too hard. Sources say that it started when two special ops officers from the 12th Precinct were operating a, quote, push-off on Andover near 7 Mile. That is when two undercover officers pretended to be dope dealers waiting for eager customers to approach, arresting potential buyers and seizing their vehicles. But this time, instead of customers, special ops officers from the 11th precinct showed up. Not realizing they were fellow officers, they ordered the other undercover officers to the ground. Fox 2 is told that the rest of the special ops team from the 12th precinct showed up, and officers began raiding the drug house in the 19,300 block of Andover. But instead of fighting crime, officers from both precincts began fighting with each other. Sources say that guns were drawn and punches were thrown while the homeowners stood and watched. The department's top cops were notified along with internal affairs. One officer was taken to the hospital. Each officer involved is now under investigation as the department tried to determine what went wrong. Well, let me dissect this just a little bit. First of all, I wonder how many unsolved murders are in Detroit. How about instead of you over there trying to entrap people while you're drug dealing, how about you try to solve the unsolved murders? Because this right here screams of they're trying to catch them buying drugs so they can steal their vehicles without a warrant. I'm just saying. Okay, so search and seizure, right? Anyway, on top of that, there was other reports at different times during the year. If you remember, Eric, we covered this a while back, to where when they stopped going after the drug dealers, that they all of a sudden had enough time to solve tons of unsolved murders. You remember that?
Yeah, by the way, the characterization of good guys versus good guys in that article.
I know.
I know, but you're stuck with, I know. I just had to comment.
I'm quoting what they wrote because I don't want to misquote them.
No, I
so
I
that is Fox News.
I just had to make sure that out good. Here on the RBN network.
However, I find it amusing to me to... First of all, you've got two cops drug dealing, and that's supposed to be okay because you're going to make a bust, right? So that's, in my opinion, entrapment, but that's okay. You know, it's okay for them to do illegal activities as long as they catch someone else that's going to be doing an illegal activity.
Yeah, they think they're exempt from the law.
Then the other cops that showed up to potentially buy it, am I correct? Isn't that the way it was?
That no, it's retarded.
Is also illegal, I'm just saying. And then they start assaulting each other because neither one of the precincts wanted to give way. Oh, no, I'm a cop. You can't arrest me. I'm sure that's not what was said in the article. I can hear it. I can hear it.
They're
in an all-out brawl, and then in this part and section where the people of the community are already complaining that drugs are out of control, you've got police officers on the street pumping the drugs. I'm just saying.
By going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. It's Eric, the Freedom Screamer. We're going to get right back into it. In case you've joined us late, Ryan Bundy has been released into a halfway house, not permanently. He's got to go back into the witch's court to deal with his trial, but at least he's out. He can defend himself from a position of fairness and equal, at least something closer to equal strength with the opposition there, the state, the society. Mr. Society over there, Mr. Fictitious Entity, and Mrs. Witch. So with we want to just update people on that. Tom LaGuevara's gotten into a halfway house just within the last, I think, 72 hours. We haven't heard from him yet. I'm sure he's just getting settled in, and hopefully he'll be right back up and running here shortly. So that's the kind of news of the night, and with that I'm going to turn it back over to Lori Anderson. Lori, back to you.
Well, thank you very much, Eric. And I wanted to let people know, too, I'm going to put in the description box below a YouTube video link, which I did quite a while back. Actually, it was 2016 when I did it. And it's discussing about Burns, Oregon, but it's deeper than that. And it's entitled Busted, the Government Employees Laughing About Stealing Land. Please go to that link. Please watch that entire video. It's 34 minutes long. It is worth your time. You are going to see them themselves exposing themselves and laughing about stealing people's land and about speaking about going after private land in Alaska, about a pair of veterans that owned some land and them conning them out of it. And then I go in depth and more details, showing you maps and different things like that on that YouTube. Please take the time to go watch that video. Underneath that, in the description box of that video, there are links to where you can find the information that I speak of in the video. I believe it is extremely important for you to understand just how in-depth this is. I link it straight to the UN maps of our union. However, we have a lot of positive things going on. God is moving. Let's continue in prayer for all of everybody who is going to be over in the court tomorrow, and that's including the courtroom observers, because as you found out in Oregon, that attorney was attacked by 14 to 15 U.S. Marshals plus sheriffs standing right by and going right along with that. I found it very interesting that that video was released, but they didn't allow audio to be shown with that. And I have a copy of that, by the way, in my Google Plus, the Resurrect the Republic RTR Truth Radio Broadcast Collection. All you have to do is go to that collection. Yes, Marcus Mumford. And he did nothing to warrant that, but they did not like that Ammon Bundy was found not guilty, and Marcus Mumford simply wanted his client, if you want to hold him after he's been found not guilty, produce the paperwork to prove you have that right. They couldn't produce the paperwork, so they got mad. Anyone who wants to call in and say some comments or some thoughts or questions, feel free. It's 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. How do you feel about what is going on right now? Do you feel like some weight has been lifted? Do you feel like God is moving? What do you think about the situation that is going on? Chris, what do you think?
Well, I am absolutely not surprised at all. The deviosity, the untruthfulness, the lies, the withholding of evidence, obstruction, stonewalling, not fully disclosing Brady Act demanded disclosures of inculpatory as well as exculpatory evidence, is a required by Rule 26F of the Federal Rules of Evidence on discovery, on pretrial discovery, shows extreme bad faith, unclean hands, and malicious intents, which have been the pattern, practice, and custom of this whole Western Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. In fact, going back to whenever Clive and Bundy's case was originally before another Harry Reid cohort sitting as the judge, when they first took his land rights and water rights and lands away from him unlawfully, when they had no lawful right to do so. This was a perversion of law and judicial deception. There's a case called Gary Klein versus the City of Beverly Hills, filed under seal, but it's on the Internet. And it talks about judicial deception, where the judge acts with extreme ultra-virus malfeasance and malicious prosecution, aiding and abetting the prosecution as a tag team, when, well, these are really war courts. And the whole federal prosecution is a warring force of mercenaries to destroy Americans, steal their land, steal their water rights, and anything else they can steal. And you hear that so-called judicial discretion has filtered down through the officer of the court discretion and all these BLM agents who think it's funny to steal Americans' private property. And they laugh about it like they're...
Until it comes to their house.
Absolutely.
Yeah, when it comes to their house, it's a whole different ballgame. They start screaming the Constitution. Just like, what is that woman, Lois Lerner, She was targeting part of the targeting of people for quoting the Constitution. Yet, Betty, when she got in front of Congress, what did she plead? The Fifth.
Fifth Amendment.
I found that amusing.
Well, that shows the preposterosity and absurdity of their unsubstantiated, fabricated positions that it only applies to them when it's convenient and nobody else can do it except for them because they think they're elites. They're entitled to special exclusionary, preclusionary rules that the other little people, the rest of us Americans, are not entitled to. I'm reading through Larry Klayman's filing on Clive and Bundy's behalf, and this is so paralleling so many things that are happening in my personal case that I take hints from Larry Klayman. In fact, I'm going to see if I can't contact Larry while he's in town. I met with him actually the day after Tom Lacavera and I had met in the living room of the Bundy family, educating them on the nuanceical creation of the state of Nevada without having enough people to qualify for statehood. It sort of met the agenda of the Lincoln administration in seeking reelection. And then they ended up stealing land from Arizona, doing a Fifth Amendment constitutional takings without just compensation. To supply the lower seven counties, the one that the Bundy's land is in, that was never ceded to the federal government as part of the sessional acts of statehood. And I shared that knowledge with Larry Klayman the very next day after Tom and I had been in the living room educating the Bundys on this little-known facts about the formation of this rogue state of Nevada. And it's become a criminal state of kleptocrats that are running this state. The criminals in this state are just... they've taken over this whole place. It's a gang state, nothing else, just like the bar is a gang of mercenaries destroying American law and being in seditious conspiracy to undermine and overthrow the government of this republic.
Yeah, it's an extension of New York.
So, Chris, can you explain to the listeners the difference between inculpatory and exculpatory evidence?
Well, inculpatory is evidence that incriminates, and exculpatory is evidence that shows innocence, or it relieves you of guilt. And that's the two differences. But they can both be useful for the defense, because one shows their innocence and the other shows lack of guilt. Because it incriminates other people that are responsible for the crimes, like the BLM, the FBI, the Malheur, Oregon police and state police. I mean, these people were absolutely criminals. They committed a mass murder of one LaVoy Finicum in a kill box zone up there. It was an assassination of an American patriot, an icon. He has truly been made a martyr by their bad faith actions of tyranny by the government and their assassination plans. That's what they were doing at my house that day. They came here to murder me. There's no doubt about it. And this is why the whole beast system of the legal system in Las Vegas has attacked me personally, just like the federal system has attacked the Bundys and everybody surrounding this, what they claim is an insurrection, which was really a right to redress grievances and doing so in a peaceful fashion.
Well, I believe that, do we have any callers on the line? I'm not sure if we do or not.
Ooh, one more thing, Laura, sure. It's very important. The doctrine of corpus delicti demands that there be a victim of a crime, an injured party. There is none in this case for anybody except for the patriots and the Bundy family, who were violently hostile, egregiously attacked in a violent manner by the so-called agents of the BLM and the FBI and whoever else they had with them, maybe foreign actors. Dan Love is another example of a poster child of American terrorism. He's probably an Antifa member, a fascist posed as an anti-fascist.
Yeah, well, with that being said, let's... check out something. This is about Dan Love. himself. If you would, Mike, go ahead and play that clip.
Hi, this is Brian Hyde, and this is our update for Monday from the Las Vegas trial. Some big developments today. This was a closed court session for the most part, but there were some big, big developments, and surprisingly, many of them favored the defendants. There were several rulings today on evidentiary matters, and I got to tell you, I'm actually a little bit surprised and maybe even a little bit encouraged by what I heard. First of all, the defendants requested jury instructions regarding a black Mac laptop that has apparently gone missing. And what this means is that the judge can give instructions to the jury when the jury, after they've been presented the evidence and they're going to go deliberate, they can be instructed that that calls a very big question into the government's case. And it was interesting because this Mac laptop could contain evidence that would help the defense, but unfortunately it's been misplaced or possibly stolen or gone missing. In fact, in the judge's words, and this is her direct quote, it may have been intentionally hidden. And so she said she had no qualms, you know, on the face value of giving the jury instructions regarding that missing laptop. That's a big deal. Also, there was a matter of impeaching witnesses on whom the government might be calling to testify. So there are government witnesses that could be called to testify. First and foremost, the government will not be calling Dan Love. And if you're familiar with this case, you remember Dan Love was the agent who was in charge of this operation. But apparently, he has been so tainted by information relating to not only his own conduct, but emails that were sent or that have come up missing, emails that should have been turned over to the defense a long, long time ago. And so the government is not going to call Dan Love to the stand. And there are other witnesses who may be called to testify, who may be impeached because of their association with Dan Love or being under his control. The third thing was that the government claimed that the call for help that the Bundys put out was false allegations and inflammatory, and it led to this huge armed standoff. Well, today the government provided evidence that showed, in fact, there were FBI snipers, part of a quick response team or a rapid response team, present and positioned around the ranch prior to that standoff. So, in other words, when the Bundys are being painted as the aggressors, They were calling for help to defuse the situation. That's why people showed up, and that is playing very strongly in strengthening the reality of what the Bundys were saying all along. They weren't the aggressors. They had armed federal agents around their ranch, and they called people. They didn't tell them necessarily to bring guns. They said, come and help us, and people showed up in droves to help them. So there's your update for now. I will have another update coming up at 4:30 Nevada time this afternoon. And who knows, we may have some more exciting things. Come right here. This is the official source for the Bundy Ranch. We'll be back to tell you more soon.
All right, and in case you don't know who that was Brian Hyde speaking about Dan Love, and that was also reported today. So it is getting very, very, very interesting. And this, of course, affects every one of us, every one of us. We need to keep a close eye on this, not allow the mainstream media to make it go away or anything of that such, because this is imperative. Many of you, I had discussed earlier the lawsuit that Ryan had also put out, and I am glad to know that he's gone to a halfway house. I know that he's probably, even though it's a situation where he probably would like to relax. Obviously, he has court beginning tomorrow, so I would say he's probably going to be up doing a lot of work. I know I would be. So we've been trying to keep an eye on the we've been trying to keep an eye on that other lawsuit as well. And I haven't heard any new news from it yet, but when we do, I promise you we will report that as well. I also have a little bit of other information coming out. Judge Moore this was reported today, and he is readying a lawsuit against the Washington Post. It's Tim Brown's reported this on Freedom Outpost. NBC.com. And it states, quote, on Sunday evening, the U.S. Senate candidate Judge Roy Moore announced to a crowd of 100 supporters he will be filing a lawsuit against the Washington Post for a series of hit pieces against him, his wife, his foundation, and his campaign. Breitbart was granted access to the event where Moore made his announcement, and they reported on what was said. Quote, shortly after becoming the Republican nominee for the United States Senate, the Washington Post published an article attacking me, my wife, my foundation for moral law in Montgomery, Alabama, on my salary, unquote. Moore announced to his supporters at the Huntsville Christian Academy. They said, I took over $1 million. There were not $1 million. I wish I had $1 million. In fact, I didn't take the money they awarded me for a salary because I had my own recognition and opted to embrace that salary myself and not take anything from the foundation. On that note, we're going to hear a couple of words from our sponsors, and we'll be right back, and I'll complete telling you about this.
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefits. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Thanks for joining us. It's Derek, the Freedom Screamer, with Gary, Laurie, and Chris. Laurie, back to you.
Yeah. Hi, Laurie. Hi, Laurie. Just Gary, 1 minute.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard that Judge Moore. Maybe I got it wrong, but I heard what he had to say. And I'm not saying he's guilty or not guilty. I don't even know that much about the case except a little bit. But what's interesting, he said what almost every one of them have said before. I don't remember. Now,
no,
here's the deal.
Said,
somebody
Judge
accused
Moore,
me.
Judge Moore said he absolutely did. No, that's incorrect, Gary, because I've heard it myself. He said he did not do it. He didn't say, I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
That might have been. There's a lot of them right now that are being accused, though, and there are quite a few that have said, I don't remember, so that would be an easy thing to confuse them.
I'm 83 years of age, Derek, and I tell you what, I could remember if that event happened.
Oh, absolutely. Right. Anybody could.
One of them, I'm not sure it was Moore or not, recently said, if I had done something like that, I don't remember it. And I know what Gary's talking about. I'm not sure if it was Roy Moore or somebody else. I'll try to freshen up on that, but back to you, Lori.
Right. No, I do know that what I heard out of his own mouth on what I've heard is he absolutely, adamantly denies that ever happened. And so anyway, but back to this, because this is actually not about the allegations of the sexual misconduct. This is about the foundation. So I go on to state this is what was stated. So my salary collection wasn't so much. Over 8 years, it would have been about $87,000 a year. So I had to take a note and a mortgage for the rest of it, but never got the money. So the Washington Post finally realized this after they published an article saying that my wife and I got $1 million, saying, quote, you didn't pay taxes for what you didn't get, unquote. And he continued once again, said the allegations against him were false and fake news. So I was wondering where they got the idea. They talked about control of the money. We didn't have control of the money, Moore said. Anyway, to make a long story short, they kind of failed. So about 30 days before the general election, just the other day, the Washington Post published another attack on my character and reputation because they are desperate to stop my political campaign. Now this is where he gets to talking about the allegations. These attacks said I was with a minor child and are false and untrue, and for which they will be sued. Quote, these attacks are over things that supposedly happened 40 years ago, unquote. Moore said, quote, some of you aren't old enough to remember 40 years ago because you weren't born, but if you were born, it's difficult to go back 40 years ago. I've been married 33 years nearly. It'll be December 14th. Got to remember that. I've been married 32 years so far. It'll be 33 in a few weeks. Moore continued, we have 4 children. I have a daughter, 5 granddaughters. I have the highest regard for the protection of young ladies. When I returned to Gadsden 40 years ago after military service, I went to work at the office of the district attorney, he added. I have been a student of the law for over 40 years in and out of public office. Served as a judge, a prosecutor, a defense lawyer, then Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. To be attacked for sexual impropriety contradicts my entire career law. Now, let me say this.
Oh, please.
Okay. He was also the only judge that was willing to take on the Obama birth certificate thing.
Yeah, I know, but I think my fallback position is? I don't trust any of them. Well, let's pick this up tomorrow night again. Hopefully, Lori will be on with us tomorrow night. We're just about up against the end of the show. If not, Lori will be back on with us on Wednesday for sure. And she's welcome every night, of course. So I'm just going to leave it up to her whenever she wants to come on. It was a blessing that she came on tonight. Takes the load off me, and it expands the show quite a bit. She's a great reporter. Find her on the Internet. That's Lori with 2 R's, Lori Anderson. Also, thank you to Gary and Chris. Thank you so much, you guys, for being with me. I appreciate your presence tonight. Great commentary. Awesome. Really good broadcast. You brought a lot to the table, Lori. And we're still waiting for other outfits to pick up the Uranium One thing. I'm not going to hold my breath, but you can find the truth here on the RBN Network. You can find it here. Derek the Freedom Screamer. Thanks, Mike, on the board, and everybody else. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. See you then.
Absolutely.
That
and
went
is
fast.
Ever.
All thanks to the Creator.
Amen. And as always, watch your backs, check your facts, Semper Fidelis, and good night.